Utica Mayor Dave Ruffaro. Dave, how are you doing today?
Good morning, Mark. How are we doing today?
Good. It's, I read these polls and these census numbers, and it makes me sad. Because that's what they're supposed to tell me. That's what they tell me.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to be sad because I'm living in Utica, New York. I'm supposed to be sad.
But that's
crap. You gotta, as mayor, you've got to take, offense to something like that.
Well, you take offense to something, the saddest city. Who did that poll, the saddest city? I mean, it's a ridiculous thing. What did they base it on? I mean, last month we were the best place in the country to buy a home.
That's right.
Okay. So how could last month we be the best place in the country to buy a home, and this month we're 179 out of 188. That's where we were. We were the 179th saddest city out of 188. So that's not even too bad.
Yeah.
Okay. but still, I don't know who does these polls. I always say I think they just have to maintain a job, so they got to figure out something to do.
Yeah, those pollsters.
Have they come to Utica? Every time somebody has said something wrong, like the couple of congressmen from out of town, and they've spoke about Utica or they satired Utica. I got them to Utica. Come to Utica. See what we're all about. And then you tell me what you think about Utica. Don't do it from afar. And, we got a great community here. There's no doubt about it. Listen, we have our problems just like everywhere else.
Sure.
We're not without problems, and we're never going to be without problems. But, we live in a relatively safe area. You can make a decent living, and you can live. And we have a quality of life here that you don't find in other places. And that's why people are moving back, as the census data shows. I mean, we're growing people.
Yeah.
And I've been saying that for the last 3 years. People every week are coming into my office. Mayor, we either want to move back or they have moved back. They've come from out of town. Young people who are moving back for a variety of reasons, people who believe in our administration, they like what they see. There's a variety of reasons why people are moving back. The economy, and their families.
Yeah.
And the quality of life that we have here.
Yeah, and family's a big part, especially in the culture around here. It's everybody really relies on their family. And I'm the same way. I love my families. I've got a lot of family here, and I would never, ever think about leaving them.
It's funny. I go to Florida quite a bit. Well, not as much as I used to.
Yeah.
But where we have a place there in Florida, around the corner, I go by this house every day. And it's right on the corner. And now you're down in South Florida, and I look at this house every day. Well, one day, about 6 months ago, I'm in a restaurant here in Utica, and there's this couple next to us. And they're talking, and we got to strike up a conversation. And I said, where are you from? They said, oh, we just moved here from Florida. We get to talking. And don't you know, this couple, they said they just sold their house, and they told me where it was on the corner, described it. I says, I go by your house every day. I says, we're right around the corner. And I said, how did you ever come from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, to Utica? They said, well, we came up here visiting for a wedding one time, and, we liked it, so we moved here. Now, can you imagine that? That I see this house every
That's
day,
funny.
And they're sitting in a restaurant in Utica, and they bought the house, and they moved here.
Wow.
And just because they like the area. So, people from out of town see the value here.
Yeah.
I mean, we're here, and, anytime you live anywhere, after a while, you say things that you really don't mean. You love it. It's a love-hate relationship.
You kind of overlook the positives that you've grown used to.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You do overlook the positives.
Yeah.
I mean, people come here. They look at Munsell Williams. They look at Pratt. They look at the Stanley. They're amazed with the Stanley. You've got the brewery.
Mm-hmm. We have a zoo and a ski hill in city limits.
Absolutely. we're one of only two cities in the country
and
to
a
have
baseball
a
field.
And a baseball field.
There's so much within the city of Utica. You don't have to go to the suburbs on the other town.
You really don't. And we try to make it better. And we those who criticize just don't like change. That's the problem. And you know what? Change is change, and it's change is progressive, even though you don't see it, and you don't feel it. You do feel it after a while. You've got to be made to believe, that change is a good thing. And, hey, listen, the census numbers don't lie. Our population is up, nearly 2,000 people. I mean, what does that say for us? I mean, that says that, listen, people like it here. They like it here. So, we must be doing something right.
Now, why don't you talk about the census numbers and what those mean for the city of Utica in terms of federal funding, state funding? How important is that population?
Well,
growth.
Yeah, anytime that you build your base, they look at those numbers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to grow them as much as we did, nearly 2,000 people, when there's an exodus happening in New York State, mm-hmm. it's pretty darn good. So, you know, the legislature, I mean, the lawmakers, they look at that.
Yeah.
Don't think that they don't. So, you know, it bodes well for your grants. It bodes well for everything that you do. You know, a second-class city, if you fall below 50,000 people, which everybody was always saying, oh, we'll be below 50,000.
Right.
And, you know, you don't get the granting, the grant funding that you normally would. But guess what? We've risen. So we're at 62,000-plus people. I'm pretty darn happy about that.
Yeah, it was, and you know, the county's numbers are down just mm-hmm. a little bit.
Just a little bit.
And it's people were really happy with the loss that the county had. And I hate to say it like that, but it was more optimistic than they thought. And to see the city numbers would go up, I got to tell you, I was kind of shocked to see them. It was a good, but I thought maybe we'd be right around where we were, but it was a nice little jump.
You know, everybody said that we were going to come in, and I said, I'm telling you, there's people moving back every week. We got people reinvesting in Utica. We got young people moving back. And, you know, that's an amazing thing. They love it. And, you know, I felt that we weren't going to go down. I couldn't say it because I didn't have a crystal ball. But, you know, that's just what I see. I see the glasses half full.
Right.
And some see it as half empty. Well, you know.
You want to pick the World Series winners for this year?
Yeah, because if I could, I'd pick the lottery winners. Okay.
So that's really positive number. And we have a large immigrant population that came in.
We do.
And people always want to kind of rag on the immigrants coming in and saying, well, we don't have jobs for them. We don't have any place for them. I point out to what the Bosnian community has done for the eastern part of Utica.
Right.
And it's they've rebuilt it. And they've put their money into it, and they work hard. And would that neighborhood have turned around without them? Who knows?
You know,
they're like the Italian population when they came in.
Absolutely.
And they invest in the community. They bring their families over here. They put their blood, sweat, and tears into what they do, and it works.
You know, it doesn't make a difference whether it's the Italian, the Irish, the Polish, whoever came here. We were all immigrants at one time.
Yeah,
and that's
right.
What people don't understand. We were all immigrants at one time. And if we didn't have the immigrant population, we may be below the 50,000 mark. And that would be a travesty. But, you know, that's what it's all made up of. But this census report has a little bit of that mixture thrown into it, but there's people coming back from all parts of the country.
Yeah.
And people reinvesting in Utica. And people, you know, people that want to stay in New York State, we're the center of the state. It's relatively inexpensive to live here compared to the rest of the state.
It is. And you know what you get in Utica, too? You get the city life without the city hassle.
Right.
And like you go to New York City, you spend a weekend down there, you'll pull your hair out.
Yeah. And
you got traffic.
We're three and a half hours from New York City. You're 2.5, 3 hours from Buffalo. I mean, you could go to Canada. You could go anywhere from here. You could go to the Adirondacks or the gateway to the Adirondacks. Let's face it. I mean, so, you know, we're very accessible. So, we got a great community.
Yeah.
That's all I can say.
Yeah, you know, and you speak about young people coming back and wanting to invest in the area. I recently spoke with the Mohawk Valley Young Professionals Group,
mm-hmm.
and they've taken it upon themselves to raise awareness and network with other young professionals to make this area better. And that's what I like, because I'm a young guy, and you hear everybody complain, and they want to bitch and moan about this and this and this, mm-hmm. and they're like, well, who'd you vote for? Did you vote for that? They go, no, I don't vote. I don't vote because it doesn't make a difference. And that's when I punch him in the stomach. Because if you don't vote, you're not going to make a difference, and you have no right to complain. That's my humble opinion.
Well, you know what? I hear that. I hear that from some of the younger people. It doesn't make a difference, but I think that they will make a difference.
Absolutely.
And I think slowly but surely they're all learning that they will make a difference. That's my big message to the kids when I'm out there, is that you make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
You guide us. And I say it all the time. I do a lot for the youth of the city. I'm everywhere. I'm in schools reading all the time. I'm everywhere. Whether it be colleges, whether it be high school, grammar school, it doesn't make a difference, because the children will guide us where we're going to go. Nobody seems to understand they are our future. And if you don't have the youth, you don't have anything. And
right.
I keep on saying that, and I profess that, and that's why I spend so much time with it. And, you know, they always, you know, we're always out in the media, and there's always picking on the stupid negatives that are not even that negative, but they embellish on them. I can't wait for this year. It's an election year, so they'll be throwing all the mud around that doesn't even count. And the good things they won't even talk about. And then, you know, it just is, it's a regressive mode, you know.
Yeah.
You know, the youth is where it's at, and I can't stress that
and
enough.
You got to be very proud of Angelo. His new appointment with Senator Schumer?
Absolutely. I mean, listen, we have a great relationship with Senator Schumer, Senator Gillibrand, you know, Governor Cuomo, Mayor Bloomberg from New York. I mean, we have a direct line to all of these people. I mean, we've gained affiliations with them and friendships with them, and there's not one day that I'm not not one week that I'm not on the phone with one of them.
Yeah.
And you know, it's a great thing that, you know, whenever from the city of Utica have we had a pipeline to Albany, to Washington,
I can never remember.
It has never happened.
Senator Schumer, he's been here a lot in the last just 2-3 months alone.
Absolutely.
And I've never remembered that high-profile politician, like a Chuck Schumer, being here and being here so often. And to listening to people and talking to people.
He's an amazing guy. He's always all over the place. But I tell you one thing, there's not one thing that I haven't asked him. And I ask him for a lot of things. Not one thing that he has denied me. He's never said no, Dave. Never. And I call him quite a bit. And now Angelo is his number one go-to guy for this whole area, Syracuse. And, you know, and he asked me, he says, you know, you mind? He says, I said, no. I says, you know, Angelo will help the city more in this role.
Yeah,
because,
sure.
I mean, this is where all the grants come from. I mean, you know, like last week, I'm not even going to bring it up, but somebody was on your show talking about cops grants and fire grants and how can we get these grants. They don't understand. These grants pay for these officers, and because of our affiliations, they say that you can't go below the compliment or you can't tweak the compliment because you've got to keep the status quo with the grants. Well, that's untrue because we were the first city in the state to tweak the compliment. In fact, once we got the cops grant, everybody was worried that we couldn't lower the compliment. We couldn't. I changed the compliment 3 times since we've had the grant. And, you know, people, you know, it's our affiliations. There's always a way to do something if you want to go do it. But you listen to the catchphrase of the politicians, you know, where it's going to cost us this. They don't even understand. You know, they just throw out these things out there that just don't make any sense.
Yeah,
but it's all in your affiliations. It's what we can bring to the table. I mean, we go to New York City. I mean, we're treated so nicely, and you know, we work so well with them. When have you ever had a working relationship with a New York City mayor and one of the richest men in the world?
None that I can remember.
I mean, it's an amazing thing, you know, to be there and to actually be noticed and to actually be respected. But they actually, you know, when you need something for your community, they do it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, so, you know, these are the things that we've cultivated. And so, you know, we just try to keep going. And I don't do it for me. Because, you know what, if anybody thinks, when you're out of office, you're out of office.
Yeah.
Okay? You're a fading memory. So never think that you're so much more than you really are. Because you're only as good as the time you're there.
Mm-hmm.
But the time you're there, you've got to make it count. You've got to stand up, you've got to be heard, and you've got to be nice to people, and you've got to cultivate relationships. That's the only way you bring things back to this area. And that's what I do. I don't sit in my office. You'll find me very rarely sitting in my office. I'm in New York. I'm in Washington. I'm in Albany. And by the way, all on my own dime, too.
So, yeah, you don't take a car out there.
I don't. Well, if I take a car, but let me tell you something. I don't take anything from the city, believe me. When I go to these day trips, I don't take food. I don't take this. I don't take anything. I do it on my own dime. And I say that because somebody said that not too long ago. And I go, they don't understand what we do. We love the city as much as anybody else. And, you know, we just do these things because it's going to propel us. It will propel us.
And you love the city so much you are seeking re-election for the position of mayor.
I mean, everybody thought, especially you.
I was 80% sure it was going to be you in the assembly, and I remember when you announced. I got home from a long day of work here at B95.5 FM, and I sat down at my computer and I said, "Bam! There's David Ferraro's announcing for his bid for re-election," and my jaw hit the floor. Because you looked like a really strong candidate for the assembly seat.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I had the votes in the Democratic Party, and here's the thing. I was torn. It was a tough decision. Yeah. You know, their position, the assembly position, and I say it this way all the time because it makes sense. It brings home the bacon.
Mm-hmm.
It's where all the funding comes from. And I'm worried as a mayor that without the funding coming in, where are we going to be?
Right.
And, you know, I'm up and running. I had a direct pipeline to them, to Albany. I deal with them. I'm in Albany all the time. And I was worried about what would happen to their seat. Then, you know, on the flip side, I worry about who I got to leave my seat to.
Mm-hmm.
We've started so many great things. We got the Harbor Project going, which is a $200 million project. And I don't think people can understand, they can comprehend that yet. I mean, we've got National Grid under a $100 million consent order to clean up the area, which is to the left of Delmonico's.
Yep.
All those buildings are coming down.
The old Shenango imports
is coming down. Yep. As you can see, we're making progress. Look at the North Utica. The buildings are starting to come down. Next month, another hotel is being built there. Nikki Doodles is going. I mean, we have some great things planned for that area. Retail, condo living, boating. That is going to revitalize Utica. And that's one project that I'm worried about. I'm worried about that, right. If I'm not here, won't get finished the right way. It took 50 years. They were talking about developing that harbor for 50 years. We did it in 30 months.
Mm-hmm.
And and that's one thing that I was worried about. We've got a lot of other things going on. I mean, whether you like it or not, the roundabout is going to be a revitalization of Oneida Square. I mean, these are good things that are happening. And I know some are skeptical, but you know what? Wait till it's done. See how it works. See how it revitalizes that area. We've got the parking situation. We're trying to tweak the parking garage. We may put different lots downtown to entice businesses to come because you need more parking for those businesses.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things that we have got going on that I was worried about how they were going to get completed if I wasn't here. You know, and I'm not a politician. I'm a businessman.
Right.
I don't want to be in politics forever. I don't want to go on to the next level. I don't want to stay in Albany for 20 years. You know, all of these factors came into my decision. Why am I here? I ran for mayor just to make a difference, just to go on to get us to the next level. And, you know, that's why I'm here.
Yeah.
And that's it, basically. But, you know, honestly, it was a torn decision. But I will tell you that Anthony Brindisi, who we nominated, he is he's a young, bright lawyer.
Yeah.
He's a super gentleman. I think he's going to do a great job in the assembly. You know, I don't know who his opposition will be on the Republican line
yet. That seems to be the big mystery.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But, you know, I've talked to Anthony. I told him, I says, you know, I'll spoon feed you in Albany. I'll be there with you, you know, to get you started. But he is a bright young guy who I know that once he makes his inroads, you know, he'll be fine.
Yeah.
And we'll make sure that he makes his inroads. We'll help him. And I think that he'll be fine.
And I just want to say that I'm most excited for Nikki Doodles to be moving into Utica. Because I can't drive out to Rome as much as I want to get their hamburgers. Best hamburgers. I love them. Well, it's certainly a lot going on in the city of Utica. And I'm really looking forward to what's coming on this summer because there's always some great events that the city puts on. And it's going to be great.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. And the reelection is going to be certainly interesting.
It'll be interesting.
I'm kind of dreading it, though. Tell you the truth, I'm dreading it, especially after last cycle. Everybody went so negative, and then the signs, and then the all over the TV, and it's just
terrible.
Like people got really fed up.
They're already starting to go negative. I could see it coming. Another smear, horrible campaign, lies, and things like that. You know,
I think that the people though are more in tune with it and a little smarter this year
than they
have been in the past.
I think they are.
I really do.
I think that they're fed up with that nonsense.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's still not going to stop the other people. You know, I don't care for me. I got big shoulders.
Yeah.
But, you know, my wife, my kids.
Your son is a fantastic baseball player. Just let me know that.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
And, you know, when it starts getting real personal, like when the family comes in like that, it should be punishable by crime.
My son,
that's what
he's 25. He told me the other day, he says, he'll never go to another political fundraiser. He doesn't want, he says, Dad, he says, I hate what they say. He says, they don't know you. He says, I don't want anything to do with politics. He said, I've had enough. He says, it's a game that is so mean. He says, these people are mean. And you know what? They'll do anything. I don't know what they think they're fighting for. I don't know whether they think they're gaining power. There's no power in our seat. The power belongs to the people.
Right.
And you know, we look at it. And I look at it and I go, they don't understand how difficult it is in this economy to do the things that we have done, to do the things that we have done, be as progressive we are in this city, with no money, because the economy is so bad. In recent years, in past years, they were flush with money.
Mm-hmm.
Mayors didn't have to worry.
No, they didn't.
Let me tell you something. I've got to worry about every dime.
And the budget really reflects that. I mean, it's a tough budget this year, but I think it's a budget that has to be passed. You know, the library funding getting cut, and some community programs are facing the block. But
we doled out pain. I was the first to take my pay cut, and some elected officials or past elected officials criticized that, and I go, how much more can I give back?
Right.
I mean, we give our blood and sweat for the job. But if I'm going to deal out pain to everybody else, I got to feel a little bit more pain, too. It's a tough economy.
Yeah.
And you know what? This is what it's all about. We got to pitch in together, and we could get through this. And I truly believe it. But we've got to stay positive. But I just feel the negativity coming up on another election year and bashing all the good things and not even talking about the good things. But listen, this is the game we're in.
That's right.
So,
and it's really discouraging. I think it discourages people from seeking public office.
Oh, it does.
You can have the brightest people out there, but who wants to get dragged through the mud all day?
Do you know how many times a day, every day, people look at me and they go, I wouldn't run for your job for all the tea in China, they tell me. You know, all of the negative and all the people taking a swipe at you and, you know, putting your life out there. And people tell me that all the time, and they go, we won't do it.
Yeah.
We wouldn't do it to ourselves. And, you know, sometimes I look at them, I go, you're right, I know. But we do it for a reason, I guess.
Yeah, well, good luck out there.
Thank you.
Yeah, good luck out there. It's Mayor David Raffaro. Good luck in the election. And